Jesus,
baby. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your life. We thank you for being on this planet Earth. We thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice on this planet. We thank you, Jesus, for your ghost holy that dwells within us and all around us, all through us, and all through the galaxy. We love you and we praise you.
Oh, great Holy Ghost, eternal Jesus Christ, we love you so much, and we thank you everything for the beauty of living on planet Earth, and we thank you for the physical body, how you illuminate, and you bless us, and you sanctify us. Amen.
Jesus, we thank you, divine energy, the ghost holy, the Holy Spirit, the Christ within you. Same thing. We thank you for being with us 24/7. We thank you that we can talk to you about anything, and that you are the solver of our problem. You are the key of life, as Stevie Wonder said. You are our life force. Thank you, Ghost Holy, for healing our bodies. Yes. Thank you, Ghost Holy, for your protection. Thank you, Ghost Holy, for transmuting our bodies to life to become gods and goddesses. We love you in the name of Jesus, baby.
Thank you, Jesus, baby. Jesus, levitation, Christ fire. We adore you, sweetheart. We just love you. You know, Jesus, I want more big muscles. I want bigger muscles. I want my chest to expand. I want my biceps to get bigger as Arnold Schwarzenegger, thighs to increase, waistline to trim down, wide back and broad shoulders. And I will work out, Jesus, for your glory. Thank you, sweet Jesus, in your glorious name. Mary.
We thank you, Jesus, the Son of God. We thank you for coming to this planet. We thank you for your birth. We thank you for coming as a human being, as a man like us. We thank you for that. We thank you, Jehovah God, for allowing that, because without that, nothing would happen. So great deal to you, Jehovah God. And we love you, Son of God, for dying on the cross, that we may have a right to the tree of life. That we may live forever in these wonderful, glorious human bodies and become translated to your glory. We praise you and love you forever. So be it.
Elah. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Elah.
All seem to say that is their soul.
Rock, rock, planet, rock. Don't stop. Live on planet Earth. Live on planet Earth. 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 Calling on Earth. Are you here? Are any humans alive on planet Earth? Are you ready for Jesus Christ? Happy New Year's. Live from Bangkok, Thailand. The New Year Day. Today is Monday, February 8th. And in the United States, it's Sunday, February 7th. February 8th begins the Lunar New Year of Thailand and Korea and China. Happy New Year's. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. This is Son of God University live right here in Thailand. We love you. We praise you. We bring greetings. Is there New Year, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Today is New Year's Day, Monday.
Yeah, that's right.
And Sunday in the USA.
Yes.
We're in different time zones.
Yes. I'm kind of confused here. But yes, thank you for listening.
Yes.
We thank you on the planet Earth for listening. The billions that's listening on planet Earth, we thank you for listening in the hellish realm.
Yes.
As Jesus has allowed you to hear Son of God University. And into the celestial realm, where there's thousands upon thousands of celestial realms. So basically, on this planetary system, we have trillions of beings listening. It's a pleasure and it's an honor. Thank you for listening.
Yes, glory to Jesus Christ. We thank you, saints and the sinners alike, that your minds have been opened to hear the great Son of God University, Jesus Christ International. Now, the word Jesus, J-E-S-U, S-E, and all together, class, J-S-U-S-E. So you get the correct pronunciation, which is also I-K-A, Jesus. Same thing. Glory to Jesus. So yes, sweethearts, we are happy to be here live to glorify Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the life giver of this planet. Jesus Christ created this beautiful planet called Earth. Jesus Christ is great and greatly to be praised. Jesus Christ, you heard my sweet brother when he prayed to the great King of Glory, how that Jesus Christ is the giver, the grantor, and the owner of the Holy Ghost. You see, you can get it no other way. Acts 4:12, there is no other name under heaven whereby humankind can be saved than through the name of Jesus Christ, also known as Jah, Jesus Christ. Jah is found in the book of Psalm 68, chapter 4, chapter 68, verse 4, Thou, Jah, art the most high over all the earth, whose name alone is Jah, who rideth upon storms. That's in His Royal Majesty's version of the King James Bible. A new King James has the word Yahweh in there, or Yah. But Jah is ancient, Jah, which means, we said it before, but we're going to say it again, it's the light that precedes the body. I am powerful. You put Jah Jesus together, I shall be powerful. You put Jah Jesus Christ, I shall be powerful when I am anointed with light. Christ is the anointing of light, the ultimate energy, the blessed Christ fire that dwells in us, through us, and all around us. My sweetheart brother, welcome to this great program together again, as this is Super Bowl Sunday in the United States of America, in the great city of San Francisco, California, and on the outskirts of Santa Clara, where the stadium is played, where the game is played, the great Western United States team, the Denver Colorado Broncos, or the Denver Broncos, versus from the United States East Coast, I believe it's South Carolina, but I know it's called the Carolina Panthers. It's one of them Carolinas that the team is from. So we congratulate both those high teams. We salute them. I don't know who won yet, my brother, because they started at 3:30 United States time zone in the West Coast. And so if anybody know, then give us a call and let our engineers know who won the game. I presume it's over now because in L.A., Los Angeles time zone, Santa Clara, and the Great Paradise, California, where the BBS World Headquarters is right there, that it's around 8:02 and a half or something in that manner, shortly after 8 p.m., and the temperature is 74 degrees in San Francisco. So we are thankful for the two teams that made it and played, and the Seahawks are still on top of the world because they won the January 31st Pro Bowl, my brother. That something new they tried out. And they did them. I don't understand all of the Pro Bowl rules or high goals, but I do know that Russell Wilson and the great Seahawks did a grand job. So we are thankful for the Seahawks team. And usually we used to conclude our Christmas celebration on Super Bowl Sunday. But you know what? We go year-round now, don't we, my brother?
Oh, yes.
We celebrate Christ every day. We know the core Christmas season begins August the 7th when the name of Jesus was given to Mother Mary, confirmed on the earth that the baby was going to be born on September 27th. But we just go on and on and on. That's why you hear the carol, the bells, and the canon year-round. That's the theme song, baby. We just love Jesus. And so, you know, this Jesus, we have a privilege to pray to Jesus, and we have commandments and principles how we should love people. Everybody can't pray the way I prayed yesterday or yesterday. My brother's going to start it, then I'll finish it.
On that well, prayer. You prayed a prayer about
that I want Carolina
guys to win.
To beat the New England Patriots, that they might lose.
Right, uh-huh. That they might lose. He wanted them to lose. But, yeah, everybody shouldn't pray like that. He was, you know, different kind of beings can pray different ways because they have love in their heart. So it's not, basically it was just more talk than prayer.
Right.
I mean, so just to clarify that, you know, because then you can get into witchcraft as far as then you want that team to win and you're going to pray them out and stuff like that. Basically, the best team wins, you know. When you start trying to say, well, I want this team to lose and I'm going to do this, you get into stuff that you shouldn't get into. That's all I have to say, you know. So that's all I have to say about it.
So. Yeah, baby. So, my brother, would you say that I love the New England Patriots? Even though I wanted
well,
to
yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, you love them. So it's not about
hatred.
He loved the Seahawks because that's hometown. But He was just saying that just to say it, but it wasn't like he was putting them down and want and then praying a hardcore prayer to want them to lose, you know. Or sometimes he may say, oh, God doesn't live there. We know God lives everywhere.
Right.
His omnipresent energy. Some places is more potent because people are more aware, especially on the West Coast. That's what we say, the West is that people are more in tune with the energy more so there than on the East. I mean, that's just a fact. You know,
right.
You know, it's just more in tune. So the energy is going to prevail more. The energy is going to work more. It's just going to be a more glorious time on the West Coast than on the East. You know, there's nothing wrong with the East Coast, but, you know, like I say, the West is the best, baby.
That's right, baby. You know, sweetheart, brother, even the groundhog, Punxsutawney in Pennsylvania, favors the West Coast because the groundhog gave us favor. It said spring weather will begin February 2nd, and, you know, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Paradise, California, Seattle, Washington, various areas, Portland, Oregon. We, as a matter of fact, over there in the Western United States right now, it's in the low upper 50s to low 60s in Seattle, Washington. That's way above normal. The average temperature for Seattle is 49 degrees mm-hmm. this time of year for the high and 37.5 for the low. Well, they're going to have spring weather for the next couple of days. You know, it's going to be in the upper 50s to middle 60s. In the greater Seattle area, and then in the Los Angeles area in the 80s, and then in San Francisco and Super Bowl city of Santa Clara, it's going to be in the 70s. You know, so groundhog favors us.
What's happening on the West East Coast?
Blizzard condition in South Carolina, New York City, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, it looks like the groundhog and Almighty God has given us favor. Now, don't you think God is a little less on the East Coast, my brother?
I'm not going to go that far.
No,
just like I said,
right.
People are more aware on the West than the East. On the East, it's just a different vibe. You
right.
know? It's more freedom. It's like more of a free spirit on West Coast.
Right.
You know? It's just, even the Western Hemisphere, you know, like England, like you deal with the Western Christian, like England, United States, there's more freedom than if you go to some other thing, like down in, let's say, Southern like Africa or something like that. It's, you don't really want to go there.
Or maybe Iran.
Or Iran or Iraq, you know. You know, stuff like that. It's just,
right.
It's just a different, when you
right.
get off that plane and you're running around, it's a different vibe altogether, you know. I'm not saying nothing wrong, but it's just
right.
a different vibe, you know. It's like no freedom. You can feel the vibration.
Right.
Everything is vibration.
Yes.
And you can feel vibration. People can feel vibrations. And so that's why we say, like, especially the Northwest, you know, like, hey, you can feel vibrations. It's a more of an openness in the Northwest. It's more of a people get along with different
Northwest
people.
Are you speaking of, my brother? England, Northwest?
No, I'm talking about the Northwest United States.
Oh,
I should
Pacific
make it clear.
Northwest. Okay.
Yeah, the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, Puget Sound area, state of Washington,
okay.
the USA. It's more of a free spirit
right.
There. It's more of a people can marry different races. No big deal.
Right.
You can't do that on the East Coast. Not that much.
No.
Everybody has their own thing. That's what I'm saying. It's more of a freedom. It's more of a, you know, people can, I don't know.
Smoke a blunt.
Sometimes it's too much freedom.
Right.
You know, like in the state of Washington, they have it now that you can smoke a blunt. You
Colorado,
know, like, yeah,
Washington.
Colorado, you know, Washington State, Colorado, you know, I mean, you know, it's just, that's just too much. But it's more of a freedom, you know, mm-hmm. up there. You can feel it, you know. And people know what I'm talking about. You go to the East Coast compared to the West Coast. It's a total difference. And that's why a lot of time my brother says, oh, God doesn't live there. Because they're not into they're not into the energy, whatever you call it. They're not into the energy. They don't feel the energy. They don't feel the energy and groove with the energy like they do on the West. You know, that's why everything
right.
comes to the West Coast, you know, like a lot of stuff is on the West Coast more so than the East. You know, they move from the East, comes to the West.
Right.
You know, it's done to say, I mean, the West is the best. That's all I have to say. You have to be in the vibration to feel that.
You got that right, baby. Even the presidential hopeful Donald John Trump, he wanted to set up a kingdom in the Pacific Northwest, Puget Sound region, because he knows that it's something, like you said, the vibration, the vibe is high, the vibe is righteous. It's like my brother said, that, you know, it is a reality of the sacred Holy Spirit up in those mountains, the East Coast, they got the, you know, little molehills, you know, Appalachian Mountains, you know, they call
those
them mountains, yeah, 7,000 feet, but that's only 1 mile high, you know. And Denver, Colorado, their average living stage is 1 mile high. But then the Rocky Mountains are up on the way, you know. And like the Mount Rainier is 2 miles high or 14,7900 feet. And we have volcanoes. And it's just the beautifulness of Jesus Christ's country. You know, remember, Jesus Christ created the planet, and there's a lot of beautiful nature. And you say, now why are you talking about this science class? Well, it's all about the Holy Spirit, see? You got to realize Holy Spirit energy is everywhere, even in New York City. You see, like we said, we talk stuff, and everybody got their favorites. And like my sweetheart brother said, there are many people from the eastern states. Every time we go back to the Puget Sound, we see cars from Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Florida, Georgia. You know, they can't help it. You know, it's like, oh, man, we got to go with this mild weather because this blizzard condition, it frees my balls off. And I'm not going to say balls on the radio, but glory to Jesus, you know. Everybody got their preferences, you know. So it's like we are thankful. And the good news, you can select where you want to live. You can go to North Dakota where the taxes are low, you know, where the rent is low, Fargo, North Dakota. You get a good tax break, gas is low, you know, the average house. And the Puget Sound in San Francisco, $2,300 a month, that's just too sky high. It's outrageous, but, you know, people can do it. But that same house over in North Dakota, you know, instead of paying $2,300, you're paying $650. Look at that deal. What you want to do? Bad boys, what you going to do when they come for you? I'm going to be going nowhere here, North Dakota. I'm going to go to the Pacific Northwest. Hey, bad boys. Okay, sweetheart, I'm glad you got a sense of humor. You know, people need a sense of humor, don't they, my brother?
You got that right.
Yeah, people are too rigid, you know. Remember, sweethearts, we're here to have fun. We're on this. We have life in our body. Learn to give thanks to Jesus. Learn to be gratitude that you have two hands, two thumbs, four fingers, two legs, and 10 toes. Be thankful. Everybody don't have that. Some they got giants, and some people got six fingers, total of three. And some I heard got two thumbs on one side. I said, oh, they can really put thumbs on their nose if they got two thumbs. You know, so it's like four thumbs. And there's some people that are born deformed. They got three arms. They got three titties. I'm not going to say titties. I'll say tighties or breastuses, or they get those hooters. You know what I'm talking about, sweethearts. So it's like, you know, you got to think, sweet children of light. Humankind is ordained and created by Jesus. But there are many people that rolled out of the heavenlies against God's will. And they came down here to the earth before time, and they're born sickly, weakly, deformity, discombobulated, two heads. You know, you got to think about that. Like, why did that happen? What caused that? What did they do in the other realm? Then you got the great, mighty, honorable Dr. Ben Carson. Isn't he, my brother, the first one that kind of separate the twins and did that dilly bob that can make people kind of normal? I mean, that's a great gift that Jesus Christ allowed to have. Allow, you know, a scientist and doctors that could do that. That's the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dr. Ben Carson hooked up his brain to Jesus, to Dr. Jesus. And so Dr. Ben Carson communicated with Dr. Jesus, and he got his wisdom and his knowledge from Jesus, you see? And then he trusted in Dr. Holy Ghost, the eternal energy. When you're a doctor, a neurosurgeon, you have to have a spiritual, what you say, my brother, into the Christ fire.
I mean, everybody that does inventions or anything has to have some connection. A music artist, an artist, a creator, Nessa Tesla, all these beings that come to Earth are connected with that divine Holy Ghost. You know, they may not say it, but some of them are just connected when they come to Earth. They know what they have to do. They know their mission is not their destiny, but they know their mission, you know. Jesus has put it in their mind for someone to create cars.
Right.
God, Jesus put in their mind somebody to create airplanes.
That's
you know,
right.
God, Jesus, those are his thoughts that he put in for this planet to survive, where we can live on it. You probably want to live way back in caveman times, or when they have horse and buggy. Now
right.
you have cars, you have airplanes, you have the computer. You know, who did that? You know, Microsoft, you know.
Right.
Put it in his brain to create computers, you know.
And that guy from Microsoft, he's from the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Oh,
Seattle,
yeah.
Washington.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. The yes. richest man around. So,
right.
but yeah, I mean, all this, you got to be in touch with this ghost holy. It all comes back. The main key of life is this ghost holy. Because, as Stevie wanted to say, the key of life. What is the key of life? You know, in this third dimension realm is the ghost holy. Jesus, when he left, he said, I got to get the hell out of here before you can have that comforter. And that comforter, which comforts you, see, it keeps you comfortable.
Right.
It wants you to be comfortable in every which way. It knows what you need. Because he said, now, if he's going to feed the birds and everything else, why should you worry about where your money's going to come from? Sure,
right.
you have a job and stuff, but you don't need to worry about anything. Because when you're in the comforter of the Holy Ghost, the comforter will supply all your needs. That all things will come unto you. When you're in the Holy Ghost, when you have the kingdom of heaven within you, and you know it's always within you, it never leaves, it's there, that inner consciousness, that Christ. The Christ within you is the Holy Ghost.
It is?
That is the Ghost Holy. People that say, oh, the Christ, they don't know. It is the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ created us and put the Holy Ghost in each one of us. Now, if Jesus Christ worshiped that Father, he spent more time worshiping the Father
right.
than preaching. People think he preached. No, he spent most of the time glorifying that Father within. The Father within is the Ghost Holy. The name of the Ghost Holy is Jah Jesus. You know, he's a prime example of what you should do. He was being still and worshiping and feeling that fire throughout his body of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will purify you. It loves you. And to get the Holy Ghost, you got to go to the source, which is Jah Jesus, the Son of God. When you start praising this Jah Jesus, the Son of God, and asking for the Ghost Holy, he's the only one that can give you the Holy Ghost. Jehovah can't. Jehovah has no jurisdiction here.
But he's the Father.
He's the Father. He's a very glorious being. He is the Father of light. I mean, he's ahead of Jah Jesus,
That's
Jah Jesus'
right.
son. But remember, Jah Jesus begged him hey, your plan is not working, Jehovah. You know, we have all these sins come up on it, and it's crashing because people are not following your thing. So we need a savior. I can save this planet. I can build a body that can withstand all the sin. Yours couldn't because yours was translucent. Every time something happened, it would just be fragile. He said, I can build. So this is all Jesus' territory. This earth, this is Jesus' territory. He built all this. He designed all this, not Jehovah. And he begged Jehovah that, please let me do it. Let's try my plan.
Right.
So we're in his plan now. This is Jesus' territory. This is Jesus' planet. He is the Father. It's a shame that planet Earth, especially the Christian faith, they
right.
don't even bring his name up. They bring some Lord, some Father. I don't know what Father they bring. No,
right.
They don't even say Jehovah if they're talking about him. They say Father, Lord,
right.
never bring his name up. I mean, the whole other universes know about God, Jesus, and this planet, they refuse to say his name. They refuse, and there's a power in the name. When
yes.
you say God,
oh,
Jesus,
yes.
it's a power. My brother knows it.
Yes.
It's a, when you say God, Jesus, your whole body lights up. It illuminates. When
right.
you say Jah Jesus, when you say Jah Jesus, if you have some demons coming, you say Jah Jesus, baby, you mean those demons got to go.
That's right.
They got to go. You have some unrest around you, you say Jah Jesus, it helps you. When you say Jah Jesus, you got the divine intelligence, you have the gods, you have the goddesses, you have the angels,
right.
you have destroying angels, you have judges angels, you have everybody at your beacon. I don't don't know why you don't want to use the name. It seems like they're a little shaky, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they're shaking in their boots. I don't want to see they're nervous. They maybe they're a little nervous. I don't know. But when you use that powerful name, even in churches, when you use the people start to stand up. It's the name of authority. It makes you happy. It gives you life. It is life. It has the authority. And people just don't want to say the name. The main thing of religion is Jesus. He's the thorn because people don't want to accept him. They don't want to accept his truth. They don't want to accept his Holy Ghost. Most of the Christian church don't even have the Holy Ghost. They don't even know nothing about the Holy Ghost. They don't know nothing about it. You know, the apostolic church supposed to.
Right.
Some of them are still at the ancient teachings of the Holy Ghost, but other ones, they are cast mad. Oh, we don't really need that. We
right.
put it on the shelf. Now, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not saved. You're not even thinking about being saved.
Can you translate if you don't have the Holy Ghost?
You can't translate.
You can?
You cannot translate.
Oh, my. But
translate is becoming like born of the Spirit in the Christian world. That means that you're born of the Spirit. That means that you cannot die. That means that you are a god or goddess. That's what Jesus wants you to do, what my brothers. I'm interpreting what he said. Because
right.
a lot of people are listening new listeners, and they say translate. Translation is when your body is infused with the dynamic energy of the Holy Ghost. That the midichlorians, the intelligence, which transmutes your body to youngify. It makes your body immortal. You want to become immortal? You get into the Holy Ghost. You get into Jesus. You praise the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is within you. Like my loving brother said, yes, the Holy Ghost is powerful, and you got to get into the Holy Ghost. You can say Jesus all day.
Uh-huh.
You can go to church. You can carry a Bible. You can quote scriptures. That don't mean nothing.
Oh, most Lord Jesus.
Most of those ministers that do that,
right,
they're not on the right track. They don't have the Holy Ghost. It's been the fact. Some of them went right to hell, and they came back and said it. They went right to hell. They ain't have no Holy Ghost. You can talk all that stuff all you want. Because basically, let's face it, most of these pimps, they want your money. Let's face it, that's all they want. They want your money. They're not thinking about your soul. They're not thinking about your spirit. They're not thinking about your spirituality, how you can grow in the Ghost Holy. Because, see, once you get to the Ghost Holy, you depend on the Ghost Holy. You don't need to depend on them. You got the Ghost Holy. Remember, the Ghost Holy is going. It talks to you. It tells you everything you need to know. It tells you what to do. You need to be in tune with that. Once you're in tune with that, man, you're on the go. You're on the rise. They don't want to tell you the truth. You know why? Because you won't need them, basically. You won't need them to a certain extent because you're putting all your trust in the kingdom within you, the Ghost Holy. Jesus, eternal spirit within you.
Yeah.
The Ghost Holy. It's called the Christ within. It's called the Holy Ghost. It's called the Ghost Holy. It's called the light of Christ. We say all kinds of words. You can even call it chi energy. You know,
right.
whatever. It is energy. It's light and energy. You know, it's intelligence. I call it intelligence because the intelligence talks to you. It's wise. It's wisdom. It's governed with love, with wisdom. It's within you. It guides you. It tells you what mates to marry. It tells you everything, what clothes to wear. It tells you everything if you should take the operation. Some people are so nervous in their churches, they shake, they go to churches because they're using voodoo, they're using witchcraft to keep you in that church. They're using all these things. They're using dinners. They're using lunches. They're using breakfast. They try to draw you there because they don't have nothing to teach, so they keep you there and they keep fearful. And the people, I've seen people are fearful. You know why? They have people watch you, make sure you are doing what they say do. You can't talk to nobody. You can't do this. Oh, man, that's witchcraft, you know. That's control, you know. You're supposed to be free in Lord Jesus Christ, not have some church control you, building, or some church. Basically, the church is the individual. Each person, like my brother's a church. The church, he has the Ghost Holy in him. I'm a church. I have the Ghost Holy 24/7. That is the church. It's a body of beings. It's not so much a building. We think a building is a church. No, the church is the individual. You in contact with that divine energy 24/7, and you always in contact with it. And that's the glory of it. You always in contact with it. It will interpret the scriptures. If you don't know something, talk to it. It's within you. Sometimes people say, he's talking to himself. No, you're talking to the Ghost Holy. You're talking to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will tell you all things. It will protect you. It will. It does everything for you. It's your lover. It's your friend. It wants to make you comfortable. It does so much for you.
It's our mate.
My loving brother, it's our mate. And then, two, you can talk to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
You can talk to him, too. Remember, he's our Savior. He's the Father of this planet. He's our Creator. He created all this, not Jehovah. Jehovah is our granddad, I always call him. He's our granddad.
Car,
yeah. Yeah, he's a troublemaker. Let's face it.
He likes excitement.
all the time is some trouble going on.
Yeah.
He loves to. It's totally different. See, people always think they the same. Jesus is totally different than the Father.
That's right.
Totally different. The Father, it's a total difference. People have this 3-in-1 monster God. They're all one. Jesus comes out. He's the Father. No. It's a separate. The Father is one being. Jesus is another being. And the divine, intelligent Holy Spirit is another one.
That's not right.
Something that walks on the side of you, the right side, the left side. That's a false doctrine.
With a dog chain holding.
Meow, meow.
False doctrine. They made that up. It's not in the scriptures.
That's right.
My brother's a scripture master. It's not there.
Glory
basically, you need to get in touch with the Holy Ghost. You need to get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Get the Holy Ghost. If you have a weakness, whatever it is, people try to look at, he's that. Get the mole out of your own eye.
Right.
You know, they trying to look at, he's a homosexual. So damn what?
Right.
Who cares? Are you perfect? Hell no. Because if you were perfect, you would be in the heavens with Jesus. Because he said, be as perfect as my Father is in heaven.
Right.
It can be done through the Holy Ghost. Now, if you were perfect, you wouldn't even think to judge somebody.
That's right.
Because only Jesus could do that. You would be in the high heavens with Jesus,
right.
Because everybody's not going to be in Jesus. Only the translated ones, only the gods and goddesses are going to be with Jesus. You people think you're going to die being Jesus? No. You have a whole awakening. You're not. If you're a translated being, you can hang out with Jesus. If you're a god or goddess, you can hang out with Jesus. If you keep your body and translate it with love and light, you can be with Jesus. If you don't, you're not going to be with Jesus. Let's get that straight. You cannot be with Jesus unless you are God or God. You're not going to hang out. I don't care if you go to church. I don't care if you're in the choir. I don't care if you clean the church. You can do all that. Doing that don't mean nothing to Jesus. You can give money. You can't buy Jesus. Oh, the preachers say you give this, Jesus. They're lying. They say all this. No, you cannot buy Jesus. You don't have to give. Who says you have to give? If you want, you can. But there's no law that says you have to do that. They're making the lies up where you can give before they can get rich, have their big planes, have their long Cadillacs, and have this and that. Let's be frank about it, my brothers and sisters. Get into the Holy Ghost. Trust the Holy Ghost. Don't put your faith in arm and flesh. Curses is he that put his faith in arm and flesh. That means a man or a woman. Trust in the Holy Ghost within you. Trust it. And then if you don't have it, ask Jesus for the Holy Ghost. Praise him till you get it. You got to praise Jesus to get the Holy Ghost. That's the only way. You can't praise Jehovah. He can't give you the Holy Ghost. All Jehovah's going to do is have his Spirit guide you back to the Son.
Yes.
That's what the Father's Spirit just draws you to. The Father's Spirit will draw you to the Son. That's all he's going to do. Then once you get the Holy Ghost, then Jesus said, oh, now he's starting his engine. Now you can start your 446 pack, a Dodge Charger. you can start that. You're on your way now. Until then, my brothers and sisters, without the Holy Ghost, you have no power.
That's right, baby.
You have no power to get rid of your sins. You remember back in the day when Shambach was those tent men? He used to have the tent meetings. When people got saved, they used to be drug addicts. And they became free. So I'm not a drug addict anymore. You know why? Because that goes beyond the cellular level of your body. That all that energy goes into you, that intelligence, and it goes, into the atomic, the atomic part of your body. It's beyond the cell, and it just purifies and it changes you from the inside out. And you have no more desire for cigarettes. People quit smoking. People quit smoking blunts. People got off drugs. People got off alcohol. People quit being whoremongers. People quit doing it. You know why?
Yeah.
Because the Holy Ghost did it. It's the power. Without the power, you can do all kind of classes. You're wasting your money. Get something that's free, the Holy Ghost.
You get that right, baby. Are you saying that people, these great Holy Ghost ministers like Dr. Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, Dr. Robert W. Shambach, that stuff is real?
That stuff is real. You're talking about the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the Holy Ghost is real. And plus, you got to see for yourself.
Right.
You know, get it for yourself. You see what it did on TV back in the day. It's not so much now, unless you go to Africa with that brother that's teaching, what's his name, in Africa?
Oh, yeah, that's a Reinhard Bonnke.
Now, he has a lot of miracles in Africa. There's a lot of witchcraft
and
when they see it, man, they praise for days because it's heavy witchcraft there, and we see a lot of stuff there.
Power
is strong there, you know. But, yeah, it is real. And when you see that power activate, you say, whoa, right in front of you, it's dynamic, you know. In America, kind of lazy spirit. They take it light. Because really, they have it really good in America, so to speak, on the material realm. Just like Actividom and Laiva. They had it really good. And Jehovah told them, you got to get into the Christ within you. Well, why I need to do that?
Right.
I got you. I got the sun. I can look at you. I got the angels around me.
That's right.
I don't need to do that. That's what it's kind of in America.
Right.
America is like, hey, I got this and that. I can sit and watch TV. I can click on the computer. I can click on my iTunes. I can do this and that. I don't need the Ghost Holy to do nothing. I can do it for myself. That's the attitude. And the same thing with Activism. Then what happened? The first female,
Lalilith.
She cursed them out. She did a lot of evil stuff. But she fell, but the world didn't fall. You know why? Because Activism didn't fall. See, the man has to fall.
Right.
And he didn't fall. Then you had this Laiva come on the scene. You say, I want a new wife. You got this Laiva, beautiful Indonesian with some Spanish in her. She was beautiful.
Right.
So, you know, it was Jehovah told him, don't touch this tree. Don't touch that marijuana. Don't take that marijuana.
Right. That's right.
And she convinced them, then both of them. Now, if she would have took it and he didn't, the world would have been standing. Because if the man has to fall, because he's the god of this planet, for it to fall. But since he took it, it has to fall.
She must have had good hooters.
She had some good hooters or something else. Because she convinced him to take it, you know.
Yeah.
And he took it, and the world. And then what happened? Sin came into the world.
That's
you know?
Right. That's
and
right.
So now we're here today. Now, Jesus, this is Jesus' planet. Everybody that's born of a woman is Jesus' territory.
Right.
And so basically now you have another chance. Even like my brother said, it's a lot of rollout that came. Especially these days, they come to the planet. They're rolling out.
Right.
They roll out on the planet. And these beings, especially a lot of them, they don't supposed to really be here. They came here illegally, especially if they're retired and stuff like that. You know what? That wasn't Jesus. They caused that. Some of them came directly from hell. Some of them have two heads. I have a picture of my brother of a lady with two heads.
That's right.
To my wife.
Coming to
two heads. They have a dick and a vagina.
Right.
On one person.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
A rophodite. Yeah.
All this
stuff. Real.
This stuff is real, and it's because they did it. They wanted it. They created.
They went against God.
They went against God.
Rebellion.
They rebelled against Jesus. They rebelled against Jehovah.
Wow.
They did the rebellion. Anytime anybody comes with retardation and stuff like that, they rebel. It was a rebellion. And they got it. Now, it's still hope if they can do it. A lot of it's going to be hard to do because a lot of times they come retarded. They were so bad, they make them retarded because they were so bad out there. They would just tear up this earth.
Right.
So, but it's still hope if they can get to the Christ. As long as they have license, it can happen. But most of the time, I don't know. I told Joe about it. I don't think that they will because it's gone way too far. It just came way too far. But, I mean, you feel sorry for them. You have mercy, but they created that. Jehovah, Jesus didn't create that.
That's right.
They are loving beings. See, when you're in the heavenly realms, some of these people that come to Earth, they come from hell. You know, they're
That's
demons.
Right.
And they're just like in regular, they look just like you and I. They're demonized people. They're just as nice. They're demons. They have demons all in them, left and right. And you think, oh, they're just the nicest person. They can fool you. And behind all that, unless you have a fear, like our brother and stuff can see it, you wouldn't know, you know. And it's a lot of them coming to the planet now. A lot.
Right.
Especially these days. It's a lot. And you got to have the Holy Ghost that you can discern it. Once you have the Holy Ghost, you can see that. When you have the Holy Ghost, you can discern. You know who's who, you know. And it's come to that time, so in the last day, you would know who's who. You know the saints from the sinners. People know who you are.
That's right.
You can't fool them. People, you know, people try to hide this and that. They know who you are. You can't fool them. The angels will undisguise you. Believe me, it's trillions of angels looking at you.
Yes.
You think you were getting away with stuff? You cheating on your wives? Ministers have wife swapping and all this evil stuff? Don't you think Jehovah's angels are looking? You know, they love destruction. Don't you think they are looking and they going to Jesus? Look, destroy them. Jesus holds him. Nope. Not yet. Very merciful.
Right.
Don't take him for granted, though. But, yeah, it's trillions of angels looking at you. The Holy Ghost is intelligent. It knows what you're doing. You know, so you can't hide. You may think you're getting away with stuff, stealing, doing this. It's a lot of greed in America. Jehovah, Jesus, they see all that.
That's right.
The angels see all that. Don't think you're getting away with stuff. You're not getting away with nothing because you're going to get caught and you're going to come down big time. Big time. He's just waiting for the great day. They wait till you get so high, then all of a sudden, boom.
That's right.
You're caught and you're shameful before the whole world. The cameras are on you. You know how the news, they love that. They love to bring you down, you know. So get into Jesus. Get into the Holy Ghost. Like my brother and I say, the Holy Ghost is the bomb, baby.
That's right, baby. You know, my sweetheart, but I think some people, they get the Holy Ghost from Montgomery Ward. They put it on layaway.
What do you mean by that, my loving brother?
Well, they take it for granted. Like you said, they act, you know, they go through these rituals and, you know, they may say a few Jesuses and a few Lords. And they don't live nothing because they don't believe in the power. It's like, I used to hear some people call it Hollywood Holy Ghost. And what they mean by that, it's like movie star make-believe. It's not imitation. That's right, imitation. Excuse me. And glory to Jesus. And people that imitate and not originate, they're segregate. And they're constipated. And they're not motivated. So that's my bribing class for the diet. So it's like it's imperative to be in love with Jesus, you know. And then you speak about these pimps. Now, I'm not going to mention too many ministers, maybe one. You know that,
you're missing one.
You know that Reverend Tillamook, you know, I don't like him, but I love him.
You don't like him?
But I love him. Now, what do I mean? I don't like his attitude. I don't like the tickle work, vibration of hypnosis. And trying to control the people. And, you know, and that's why, what about that other prophet guy? I won't mention his name. And he told you, he wrote a letter back in the 2008, and he said his brook is drying up. Can you send me some more money? I need some more money. Well, you see, the people that, okay, now think about it. Why are you throwing your money away to somebody that's not talking to you and teaching you the apostolic doctrine of Jesus Christ? If they're not teaching you about the Holy Ghost and the love of Jesus Christ, if they're not even teaching the half of what Son of God University is teaching, don't give them niggas nothing. They don't need nothing. They don't deserve no money. You know, it's like North Korea is sending off these bombs and missiles and threatening the USA. Like, hey, with the monkeys. You know, it's like, cut off their bling, cut off their, what do you call that, the stuff they're giving. Put sanctions on them, 100% sanctions, you see, because they're playing a game. Like the other country, I'm not going to mention Iran's name, but they're saying death to America, death to the president. Hey, and we're giving them, you know, the USA giving them, and the United Nations giving the dilly bob, the food, the whatever. You know, the people got to wake up in the United Kingdom and the United States of America. It's time, sweetheart. The old great president of the USA, the leader of the parliament of the New England, a nation, and all these roaring republics of freedom, wake up and don't take that crap off of anybody. You love them, but, you know, people need to be strong like the Honorable Donald Trump. I admire Donald Trump because he is a hopeful candidate. Some people don't like him, but hey, the guy is for the people. You know, he says, he pays a lot of stuff. He got his own jet, but he's using his money to prosper America. You see, so it's like, you know, Hillary, she needs to take a break. I love Hillary Clinton. She needs to take a break and go to the Methodist Church and ask Jesus to have mercy on her soul. Because she is a Methodist, and I love Methodist people. I don't have anything against her or the denomination, you know. And she was president for 12 years through Clinton, through President Obama. She served with him, you know, with him.
But what happens then is, you know, President Obama, I guess most people are saying, like, hey, can she handle it because she had a stroke? I mean, that's the secondary state.
Right,
president
right.
of the free world, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
A lot of pressure. You don't want nobody that bends on that, then all of a sudden you're going to announce it for president?
Right.
It's not the thing that she's a woman. It's just the thing, can you handle it?
Yeah, can you handle it?
Can you handle it, baby? You know that song, Can You Handle It? But can you handle it? I mean,
right.
Like, hey, this is the free world. This is the President Obama is a total thing from the Secretary of State. It's
right.
A whole different ball game.
You get that right. Because, see, that when you're the president of America, you're technically the president of the free world. Because everybody follows the USA. Face it. You know, if you want to get world history training class, here it is. And you guys can look it up and you know it. That the president of the free world, they follow him. And what he does, other countries, you know, they take up that example. And that's why we're saying, although all the stuff we're talking about, you got to trust in Holy Spirit, the light of Jesus Christ. This is your free ticket, your freedom. This is your way to salvation. This is your way to power. This is, you know, constructive power. This is your way to become free from sin. You see, the reason why the Tillich movement and all these different evangelists and various ministers that are not in love with Jesus Christ, they use that mind control. That's my sweetheart about to say, this is real, saints. We're not just here just to play games. That could be back trying to find out what the score is between the Denver Broncos and the Carolina Panthers, you see. But we're here today, over here, to teach the truth worldwide, Thailand to the USA, from Japan, you know, to New England, to England, the nation England, and from Wales to Florida, USA. So it's imperative. You see, all the stuff we're talking about, coming to Christ, Jesus, it's easy. You think it's hard, you make it hard. You constipate your thought level. You know you've been in hell realms and mental torment. You know you don't like it. If you're a real man and a real woman, hey, baby, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Like my sweetheart Buster said, this world belongs to the King of Glory, Jesus Christ. Also known as Lord Jesus Christ, also known as Jesus Christ, also known as Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Gloria, Yeshua, Yeshini, Jesus, Jesus, this great Jesus, Yeshua, Jeshua, you know, Yahweh Jesus, it's real. Jesus Christ is real. Son of God University is here to set you free through the Christ light. We're here, like the President Kennedy said. And people always say, man, this guy, he must be for Trump. He keeps talking about the presidential candidate. He must be for Trump. Well, maybe I is. Maybe I is. You figure it out. But when I'm seeing somebody that's standing up, you know, bold, not allergic to people and loving people and raise money for the United States American military veterans, raise $6 million, not $600,000, $6 million. That's cool. You see, we got to have somebody that cares for the people. You see, does Hillary Clinton care? Well, bless her soul. Does Bernie Sanders care? Might be. But does Rubio care? Yo no sé. And I spoke in Spanish because I believe he's Cuban or Spanish or Latino. So you see, sweetheart, you have to go within the Holy Ghost, inside of your being, and check who should be the right person for the job of Obama.
You got that right.
You see, because Obama's term is coming up, you know, the conclusion. And he said, if they gave a third term, he said, I would run. That's pretty cool. A person would take a three time, you know, to go, because being president is not an easy job.
No.
You know, it's rulership, divine guidance, you know, it's a lot to it. people making deals, people threatening your life, you see? But when you turn to the light of Jesus Christ, you know what to do, how to do, when to do, what to say. You see, so like my sweetheart brother said, we're not against Hillary Clinton. She's a nice lady. You know, she's from New York City, too, I believe. You know, so she's nice. Donald Trump's from New York. But you know in your heart who should be the candidate. You can hear the debates. You know, you've been around. You've been checking things out. And then the most important, you talk to the Christ inside. That still small voice within you lets you know, choose this guy. I had a colleague back in the United States. He said, I was thinking of who to choose years ago, and he chose Jimmy Carter at that one time. You see? Mm-hmm. And he felt it. And speaking of President Jimmy Carter, he endorsed Trump. And Jimmy Carter is Democrat, and Donald John Trump, he's Republican. So it's beyond the parties. You see what I'm saying? The sweetheart people, you must not be party-bound, not denominational-bound. You got to look at the eyes of the people and recognize what they stand for, who they stand for, and you can discern to see if they are people person or they're trying to get over. Just like the ministers. All the ministers, you know, they talk a bunch of witchcraft, bunch of flim-flam and jib-jab and who-scowlism. It's time for these churches to stop playing these damn games. They are playing too many games. They're telling you, you don't have to have the Holy Ghost. What parsley leaves they've been smoking? You know, what are they mixing parsley leaves with sage and with marijuana? What the hell is going on here?
Well, you know, a lot of them smoke the blunt anyway. You know that.
Oh, you're right. And I can mention that.
No, you ain't mentioning
okay,
that.
Okay, I won't mention that. Okay.
And then you have some in the church that's selling drugs. I mean, like.
You're right.
So, you know, like, hey, it will come to a day. Don't think those angels don't see that. You know,
right.
Like I said before. Like my loving brother said, yeah, they're playing games with you. We want to free you from that.
That's right.
So that's what it's about. You know, it's this witchcraft. Remember with that church, they had voodoo dust.
Yeah,
it was using
exactly.
And, you know, and it's just like these churches. They're desperate.
Yeah.
And so they're doing anything they can to get you.
Oh yeah.
And trap you.
The boogeyman.
So you gotta watch out.
That's right,
Biden. And go for yourself and see.
Yeah, check
investigate
it out.
For yourself.
That's it.
Talk to the Christ within yourself.
You got that right, sweetheart. You see, because we're not here to scare people. We're not here to drive people away from the churches. We're not looking for a disciple. We don't need to. We got billions right now. We don't need to go around the poach people from their churches, poaching, like steal them. You know, we don't care to be a presbytery or a minister of a congregational church. That's the last thing we want to do. It ain't even the last thing. You know, it's like we are doing what we do, evangelizing through the BBS radio. And we feel what we do because you don't know what we look like, who we are, but we're here to glorify Christ. We're not here to exalt ourselves. We're here to exalt the name of Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. You see, some people, they promote themselves, but, you know, I'm this ministry. I'm Sabina Ministries International. I'm Sabina different or who's God.
Oh, I'm a prophet.
Yeah, I'm a prophet. Like, hey, worship the true prophet, the Lord Jesus, prophet, priest, and king, and Lord, and God, and son of Jehovah. You can't beat that, baby. And getting back to the name calling that I mentioned one person, Reverend Tillamook. Tillamook is not even his official name. Is that correct, my brother?
I don't think so.
No, there's another name, and if I mention it hit you.
I know who you're talking about.
You know who it is. But I use that, for some reason, he looked like a Tillamook. Not like a Tillamook Jesus company, but that just came, you know, like, I don't feel this guy. Like I said, I love the guy, but I know what he's into.
Well, you know what he's doing. So why my brother sometimes don't feel it? Because he can see what they're doing.
Yes.
So he must be using some witchcraft to get you guys to give him that money.
Right.
And that's what he's seeing. He's seeing how he's trying to control you. He and his boys. It's a lot of control, believe me.
Right.
A lot of this is doing that.
That's it.
You know, so he's looking at the big picture here, and that's how he said. I know what he's saying because sometimes he said, and I said, oh, is that really? Because I don't look at TV. I don't know.
Right.
All that stuff. But anyway, yeah, that's what he's showing. He's telling you the big picture of what this guy is doing.
That's it, baby. And so you see, I still don't, like I said, I have respect for people, even the negatives. I don't squander their name on the airwaves. And so I use that code. Now, if there's anyone in the world named Reverend Tillamook, I bless you. You are not the one I'm talking about. Because the guy that I'm talking about, we know his name.
Yeah.
And it's not Tillamook, but Tillamook is like a code name. So I want to clarify that. Straighten out the canon. Glory to Jesus. We want to clarify that you may know, you know, because I don't want to be a name caller, because I respect people. We respect people. And the name of the game is respect. The Holy Spirit gives that gift, the gift for the fruit of the Spirit, which is loving kindness. Good day. Enjoy Jesus, baby. And we will talk to you at the right time at the canon to plan you out, or plan the program out. We love you. Peace, love, and God is. And remember the great name, John
Jesus, baby.
Good day.
That's right.